Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.
It's straight out of Rundu, 102.7. Ezekiel is on your radio. Thank you so much for choosing us. 16,102 Namibian dollars and 9 cents. That's what is up for grabs. That's what's in the safe. You need to get to the website and fill out that form. If you don't have, or if you can't see it on the website, we are more than happy. But help you also sounds nice.
We are happy to help you.
To help you.
Yes, help it is.
Exactly. With the direct link, all right? Yeah. Just hit us up right now, 083-000-1029. But apart from the fresh save, we're also debating about something that we all love, okay? Which is, events, depending on what your style is, what you like.
Yeah.
Where you are in your life right now, what era you are in your life right now. There is events for everything, okay? There's boxing events.
That's true.
There's sports events. There's life events. There's music shows. There's
woman empowerment events.
There's conferences. There's depending on where you are in life.
Yeah.
Okay. This house believes that Namibia should have a control board or regulatory board for events in Namibia. Let's fight.
So, can we please just get 2-ply toilet paper at events?
They never have 2-ply. Not even at women empowerment events.
Okay, wait. It depends on the venue.
After like $800.
$1.2, right? $800 is nothing. Yeah, no. Obviously, it depends on the location, eh? But
yeah,
I'm like, just referring to the concerts, for example. Dude, first of all, I'm paying to enter the toilet.
Yes.
But I've already paid to enter the stadium. And then I get into the toilet and it's just, is it 1-ply or no? What do they call that?
I don't even think it's one ply, bruh.
That recycled tapper.
Yeah. I should even just unrack me. It's
like. No.
I think the reason, honestly speaking, why I understand you, Shaquan, is because. Because it may seem like nothing. Listen, you don't go to an event and stay there for 5 minutes.
Yes.
Okay?
That's true. Yeah.
Most likely, you will spend for two hours.
Yeah.
More than 2 hours.
Mm.
Minimum 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
You'll eat something.
Yeah, yeah.
You'll drink something.
Yes.
You'll interact.
Yep.
Do you understand?
Mm-hmm.
At some point, you are a human being. You will have to relieve yourself one way or another.
Mm, that's
okay.
True.
So, like, how is it not important?
Yeah. No, it is. I don't know. I also feel like in the ladies' bathroom, Like, I think I told you about this. So, what do you call it?
Yeah.
I told you about this place last year. I was raving about it. I went on a solo date.
Here by Marua Mall. The lounge chiggy. It's not really a coffee shop. It's a lounge chiggy. Piccolo.
Yes. So I went for a solo date when I was watching Was Now That Rugby World Cup final, right?
Yeah.
And then they had like tampons. They had like air fresheners and chutes. And they had little wipes and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Why don't we get those things when we pay so much money for events?
Okay, maybe for VIP, Shaquan. I mean, maybe for VIP, bro. Like general access,
No, like for safety, partner. For safety.
Maybe for VIP, yeah. VIP, then I can vouch for it, okay? Because here's the thing, right? In VIP, I really applaud people.
Yeah.
Who pay for VIP, right?
Because why? Sorry.
Because no. Hear me out, right? like, just hear my reasoning, right?
Yeah.
Because now you're out here paying VIP. You are not told what exactly you will get, most of the times.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Okay.
Yeah.
And even when you are told what you will get, most likely there's some sort of inconvenience that happens on the day. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, what usually happens also now with live was music events, right? Now you're in VIP or you're in Golden Circle. Trust me.
Yeah.
Somewhere along the night, those barracks will break down and everybody will be in Golden Circle or VIP.
No, but the thing is also, when you decide, this is my question, and I agree with what you're saying.
Yeah.
My ask is, why do you decide to spend so much money if the VIP is going to be on the grass?
You see, and that's another thing also. Right?
Why is the VIP why is it on the grass?
Because you don't necessarily have a nice view.
Yes. I'm actually a little bit further from the stage as opposed to someone who's in general access.
100%. But then the thing also, because I'm a foodie, right?
Yeah.
And I paid like $1,000 to be up in that, you know what I mean?
Better be eating. Where's my chow?
And then they serve me cold food, bruh. Like, and I can't handle, if anything in this universe, man.
Yeah.
In this Damara system of mine, I cannot stomach cold food.
When you say cold food, you know what comes to my mind?
Yeah.
How hard those meatballs get when they get
cold.
Yo! Why is this hurting my jaws this much?
But here's the thing. You will eat it.
Yeah, I know. So here's
you will eat it.
Picture this, right?
Yeah.
You're in VIP. You guys are having your henny, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And then the food comes around, right? And the platter's open.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you will dig into that sweet chili, I promise you. But also, just picture that view of everyone when they start chewing because they've been waiting for the food, right?
You see, it's like you all look like Hunger Games,
I know, right?
I know, we need a control board. We need a control board. We need a control board.
So do you want the food to be warmed up before it actually comes to you, or...
Yeah! Oh, I'm in VIP. I paid $1,000 to be there. You must make the effort to have a microwave air for me.
I was about to say, do you want a microwave in VIP?
Yeah. Okay, it sounds a bit weird. It sounds a bit weird. I'm not going to lie. It sounds a bit weird. But the reason why I'm paying for VIP is convenience.
Okay, but maybe not for you to warm up your feet because you're in VIP, right? Maybe to have a microwave somewhere close by.
Off-site, yeah.
Like, you know when they have like those... the wall banners.
Yes.
Maybe like somewhere there behind the wall banner, there should be like a little station,
that's structured there. Yeah,
and then people
okay.
who are serving us, and then
okay, then that I can get, because you know, branding wise, now the microwave is there. It doesn't look now. Okay.
All right. Sharp, so one, when you pay for VIP, what exactly are you expecting?
Okay, sure.
Apart from the microwave,
I expect a private entry. Okay.
Okay.
That's number one.
Yes.
For my car.
Yeah.
And for my car, private entry.
Yeah.
It should include it.
Mm-hmm.
Nah. Number two, I expect a designated seating. It must be written there, NSK.
Okay.
Or Sheikh Wan.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It must clearly be written there. Yiris NSK is a tafel. That's number two. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Number three, once I get there, I expect to be ushered to my table or to my seating.
Yeah.
For Sanji.
Yeah.
And once I get to my table, I expect to be asked, okay, would you like to have your because I'm sure now there's not boggles was not involved.
Yeah, absolutely.
There's maybe three boggles. Which boggles would you like to have right now? Hey, bring the shooters, because you know I'm here with my two people. We're feeling bring the shooters and then also bring the henny.
Yeah.
Okay, sharp. Okay. And then maybe also ask me, okay, please indicate to us when you'd like to eat. Okay, sharp. And then, Sheikh Wan, here's the thing that I never understood, though. Why are there never screens in VIP? Let me have a screen in VIP. Let me just put up a little screen here. Just two screens.
Okay. So, but now on the screen, they're going to be showing what's happening on stage.
100%. Because a majority of the times, the VIP is a little far, bruh.
No, definitely.
You know what I mean?
You know the
it's a skew
that's
view. You know what I mean? So, let me have a Naka screen here. You know, and yeah, that I can consider, you know, a decent VIP experience.
Bodyguards,
definitely.
Definitely.
Yeah, look all buffed up, bro. Look a little tough, you know what
Do
I mean?
You want to walk on grass or just the...
No, those are white Chinese. Those, I don't know what they're called. Those...
sort of like carpets.
Is it a carpet, bro? Like, it's like hard, but it's like white. It looks nice. Like, just looks
it's like,
comfortable.
Yeah, so what type
now I'm there with my white Jordans. Now it's just grass all over. Ugh, me bro.
Yeah, not really.
Now it's 2 a.m. I'm cold also.
Yes.
As a matter of fact, if it's in winter, let me have those little fire stations. What do you call
it? The heaters. Yeah.
I'm in VIP. Oh, it's a decent run, young.
Damn.
Also, why is VIP always full also? Have you noticed that?
No, because you know why VIP is always full? It's because regardless of how many people bought tickets, and they were probably the event organizer, right? Probably just catered for the people who bought.
Yeah.
You must come with 10 people, Because on the way, you went to go pick up your friend. Because you probably invited two friends, hypothetically.
Okay.
You invited two friends. Now, these friends, one is in Dongaruk. I love my people from Dongaruk. One is, I don't know, let's say Vanaheda, right?
Yeah.
You go pick Vanaheda first. Oh, Vanaheda is There are two bodies there. There are two bodies. But the bodies look bad. Mm. So, you can't be like,
you also want to look good, but the bodies next to you.
Right?
CJ.
You get to Donkerhoek. Oh, bruh, seven people. I knew it was an end pass. Do you know what I mean? And then I just pausing through, bruh. Then you get to VIP, and it's even a thing of, ask me, bruh, say event, man.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah, squeeze in.
Yeah, I paid $1,000.
I paid. And then later on, you even start to notice that there's not even enough space for people to move around, number one. Number two, why is this body from Vanaheda standing on the sofa?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
People want to be cool. Osi Beverly.
Yes, I'm here.
I know you heard all of that venting.
Oh, did she?
She did.
I was listening in a little bit, and I'm like, you guys are on a roll.
So let's do this, Beverly. We will get to your response in a bit. Beverly is Ubuntu Events, highly experienced.
So
she's going to contextualize a couple of things for us after this. Stick around.
Whilst other pharmacies only deal with
the heart and soul of Namibia. Fresh FM.
7:55 on Namibia's Heart and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. This house believes that Namibia should have a control board or some sort of regulatory board for events in Namibia. Let's debate. And we vented and we went on a whole argument about this. And Osi Beverly, at the forefront of Ubuntu Events, very, very, very experienced with events, both private, both live events, both corporate events. She knows the game.
It's giving. If you haven't hired Ubuntu Events, what are you doing?
So, Beverly, good morning. How are you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
Good, good. So let's talk about it. Let's just quickly, on the outright, understand whether you are for this or against it, to have a control board or some sort of regulatory board for events.
Okay, so the items, the things that you guys brought up were interesting. It could make sense to have some type of control, but I mean, we're looking at the space that we're in. You need a group of experts in this space to be able to have some type of board.
Mm.
Who are experts? How do you define them? They should have been in the space for a very long time, to be able to sort of tick off all of the areas that need to be looked at. And one of the things, for example, that you brought up, which is a point of conversation, it's interesting, but I mean, do we have the capacity for that, was microwaves. So you thought of one microwave. In my mind, I thought probably 5 to 10 microwaves would make sense because you're serving 50 plus people. So do you want to put 3-4 items in a microwave at a time? How long are the people going to wait before they eat? We don't necessarily have everything in place as yet to make it, sort of like a standard for everyone. Does everybody have that capacity? Do you want to restrict the space and then only qualify 3 or 4 who maybe are able to afford that type of luxury or whatever it is that the board might feel they need to put together, And also, I feel like it's a little bit of a creative space. How do you then put creatives in a box and say, hey, we only want this. If not, you don't come through. Then who qualifies for whenever there's a bidding or, whenever they need to put through their submissions, who qualifies? How do you... It's a tricky, catch 52 type of... 22 type of thing.
Yeah, but you know what I'm thinking now, Beverly? It's just that... Maybe with this control board, they're actually going to set standards as to, listen, this is what you need to actually meet of who partner in order for you to actually have an event or for us to actually approve for you to have an event. Yes, it's a creative space, but there are also requirements that as a creative, you need to meet and make sure that all whoever is actually going to come to your event is going to be comfortable and safe at the end of the day of who.
Mm.
Okay, look, we're looking at, for example, you mentioned you don't want to walk on grass. So we're looking at Vintus, né? How many venues do we actually have that can cater to certain types of events? Mm. We're limited in that space. So we're dealing with a lot of limitations, but we're trying to make it work within these limitations. And within these limitations, over time, we actually have improved. There are a lot of decor companies popping up because there's a requirement and a need for difference. You don't want the same look and feel all the time, right?
Mm-hmm.
And within the production space, competition is good because the competition sets those standards. And also, you don't pick just anybody. You as a corporate or an individual or a group of people who want an event, you have a standard of what you want. So there is some type of assessment that happens before you qualify us to sort of be a part of this thing. And I think what is happening in the backdrop, in the absence of a board right now, is, I mean, when you have these bidding submissions, when certain procurement company spaces in companies that have procurement, those are also some type of standards that you go through in order to qualify. You know, they have these systems in place.
Yeah.
So in a way, they're moving towards creating some or other like you qualify, you don't qualify type of standard. Yeah, but the board, I think, is a little bit bigger because, look, the spaces that really have boards are like the really, really qualified expert spaces, like law and medical spaces, and I'm sure others that I can't really think about right now. But are we there yet?
Are we there yet? Okay, so for now, it's a sort of kind of a no from you, but we slowly but surely already have some sort of function that speaks to some sort of standard.
I don't know if I'm really saying no. I'm really just trying to put to you that it's a great idea to have something like that, but are we there yet? Like, can we do something like that? What would it look like?
Do we have the capacity to?
If we put something like this in place, would it be a fair play for everybody who wants to be a part of it?
Yeah. All right, Beverly. Okay, fine. You gave us something to think about. Me that wants a whole fire what in my VIP shop. Thank you. Okay, Beverly. Thank you so much for your time. We appreciate you. And all the best with the Ubuntu events.
Thank you so much.
All right. Cheers, Beverly. We've got the news lined up. On the other side, when we do come back, we will have a conversation with someone that took part in the Trans-Kalahari Corridor Cycle. And we will continue our conversation about that 16,102 Namibian dollars and 9 cents.
Hey, Ma.
Shaquan in NSK on 102.9.